Mentioned in the Gemara that in spite of their disputes, they married, intermarried among one another, even though in many halachas it could have raised halachic questions, and that they ate by one another, and that they behaved as one people. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that the halacha follows Beis Hillel except in certain exceptions. There are 18 exceptions that the Gemara lists in the Gemara Shabbos. What happened was that they put all these matters to the vote. And usually Beis Hillel was the majority, but there always were swing people that on certain issues could make Beis Shammai the majority. And also the Gemara says that Beis Shammai were machadadei tvei, their method of learning, they were sharper, they were given more to pilpilistic idea, they were very sharp in their analysis. There was a difference in outlook, a difference in education, a difference in viewpoint, but there was not a difference in lifestyle. And the halacha remained like Beis Hillel. I'll discuss it with you in one of our forthcoming lectures, that we'll see that when one of the great Talmidei Chachomim, the remnant of the house of Shammai, refused to give in, so the rabbis excommunicated him. The rabbis put him in Cheren, Rebbe Elazar HaGadol, because he wouldn't give in and agree, he wouldn't give up the theories of Beis Shammai. But the Gemara's final comment about them is, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. They're both right. You know, which is the old joke with the Rebbetzin. Everybody's right. But the Chazal meant it, though, that they're both right. That it's Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. Except in this world, we can only paskin one way, so we paskin according to Beis Hillel. But in the Gemara, the Shittas of Beis Shammai are brought and studied and discussed. They are not discarded. And in fact, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that in this world, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. But in the world to come, meaning in the world after the Mashiach, etc., when the world as we know it will take on somehow a different form, a different type of lifestyle, so then the halacha will be like Beis Shammai. So that they are both correct. But this splitting of the Prushim into two sections occurs now with the coming of Herod to the throne, with the end of the reign of the Chashmonaim, and the leadership of the Jewish people now passes from kings and Kohanim Gedolim, because we're going to see now that Kohuna Gedola is also not going to be worth anything. They sell it. It becomes a job, and the Gemara says that most of them didn't live out the year. They all got killed in the Kodesh Kodeshim because they weren't entitled to be the Kohen Gadol. They walked in, they all got it. But the guy did it anyway, right? The honor. The honor is irresistible. And but the leadership of the Jewish people now passes to the Tanoim. It passes to Hillel and Shammai, to Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. They are the ones that are going to preserve the Jewish people, while the government and the structure of the state begins to fall completely into the hands of the Romans, completely into the hands of the madman Herod. And in such a situation, the Jews almost despair of their government, and they put all of their efforts into the Torah and into building their spiritual life instead of the physical life, which is disappearing.